You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wait, is that Nina? Fuck!
Well, I don't know about you, but here on Post Show Recaps, we're having the worst day ever. It is that 24 Season 1 Recap podcast on Post Show Recaps, talking the 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. hour, the second to last penultimate episode of 24 Season 1, coming in with hot mics, Emily Fox. Woo!
The hottest of mics.
Hot Mike Novaks, our chiefs of staff.
Get him on.
En Fuego.
Wow.
Emily Fox, there you have it.
Another satisfied episode.
A very, very, very highly spoilable big moment in TV history.
Wow.
That has just gone down here for the worst day ever podcast. I've been really excited about this. People have been really pumped for you to get to this moment.
All right.
We are we're in full spoiler territory for this episode of the show. If you haven't watched episode 23 of season 1 of 24 for whatever reason, we're about to really go into it. So turn off the podcast, watch the episode, come on back. We'll tell you again. We've got no update on the Patreon push to get to season 2. We're just going to assume we did it, but we'll give you the full answer at a future time. We're recording this. It is still October as we're recording this. It's the same night. We went straight from episode 22
we really did.
Into episode 23.
We had a pee break.
We had a pee break, and then we started, and then I just kept the thing running. I kept the microphones going, Fox.
Not the whole time.
The whole time, but not everyone's not going to listen to the whole thing.
Wait.
Hilarious bloopers. There are great bloopers in the reel.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry. You're safe. You're safe.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You're safe. You're safe. You're good.
Am I?
But
no one's safe on this show.
I needed to clock your reaction to finding out the mole of season one
Which
of
is
24.
Such a great reaction where I was like, "Dee."
Yeah. I mean, it's a legend. It's a legendary moment. You know, what am I going to say? Like, it is one of the iconic moments of, like, early 2000s television.
Yeah, I guess so. And I managed to miss it.
Is the reveal.
The first time, at least.
That Nina Myers, that dirty Nina Myers, is the mole.
Yikes.
How do you feel?
I feel betrayed.
You know,
I'm upset, but I get it. That's what a good TV show is supposed to make you do, right?
Is to make you feel a certain way. I mean, make you feel a little unsettled.
There are a lot, like, the thing I've been saying over and over again are, like, why are these plot lines happening? Like,
yes.
There are certain things that seem a little stupid or far-fetched. This is sort of like a classic bury the lead where you feel really good about it at the end of the day.
Yes.
Where you're like, oh, wow, they pulled a fast one on me and I totally fell for it. So I'm here for it.
Did you think it might be Nina?
No.
Yeah. You were pretty in on Nina.
I mean, Nina's great. She
is she?
Well,
we don't
she
know.
Served her purpose for a lot of other parts of this show, you know, to the extent that she could. But now I have to retrace everything and be like, oh, okay, let's see, like, you know, it's like the sixth sense after you see it where you're like, let me go back and figure out all of these moments. Like, is she saying this because of this? Like, is she a double agent? That's like very obvious in certain ways. It'll be good to kind of like do the breakdown with you after this, but, for all intents and purposes, I am surprised.
Yes.
I'm delighted.
Yes. I want to thank all of the Worst Day Ever listeners for being really, really cool.
I know. You were really worried someone would spoil it for
me. We had a lot of moments along the way where it was close. Not like ever like terribly close, but there's a couple of moments where you and I have had some very loaded conversations that you didn't know were as loaded as they were.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like fun stuff to go back and check out both on the podcast. There was literally a moment, Emily, where you were talking about Nina's moles at the hospital. And I was like, oh, like, and people clocked that. Everyone's like, oh, there it is. That's it. That's
and I was like, she just needs to see a great dermatologist.
Yes, pretty much. So I'm really happy. This is the second time this year that a major pop culture story, it was a video game the first time in Final Fantasy VII with Brooklyn Zed encountering a thing from that game that you would be hard-pressed to not be spoiled on in the year 2021.
Yeah.
And for this to happen with you and the 24 Nina Myers twist is very, very cool. So we just want to thank everybody for being really, really cool about it. You were not spoiled. It was great.
It was really, really great.
So we're going to get into the episode now. Let's do the thing. We're still on the
I
clock for this one.
I can't even think about the rest of the episode.
I know. It's hard.
Like,
it's
what
hard.
Happened?
It's hard. Here, I'll try and run through it, and then we can continue processing as much as we need to.
I know, because we really went straight into this.
We did.
Wow.
I mean, it's the headline, right? What are you going to do? Not talk about the headline. We got to talk about the news. Okay, so the episode, it takes place between 10 and 11 o'clock.
10 and 11.
Jack is in the car. He gets the phone call from Andre Drazen, and he needs him to go to Palmer's Hotel. Apparently, he's got some money that he needs to unlock for Dave from David Palmer for Victor Drazen. 200 mil. So Jack's offended. This is all about money, he says. He's like, I would say it's all money,
Listen,
but it's a lot of money.
Guys. Usually it's all about money.
That's money.
That's what all of this is.
So he wants him to go to the Palmer suite at 10:45. We're going to call you. And I don't have to tell you what's going to happen if Palmer doesn't answer. At the Palmer suite, David Palmer, he has returned early from the party. And here's Patty. See, there's other stuff to talk about in this episode.
He's returned early from the party.
Patty shows up. And
doesn't she?
She does. And she says, I'm sorry about everything that's going on. And David's like, listen, we're starting down a dangerous road. Are you sure you are sorry about all of this? And she says, I'm actually not. I'm attracted to you, Senator. And so David says, okay, here's a key. Meet me in room 907 in 20 minutes.
And I'm just sitting there being like, really?
Yes. It's going down.
I know.
But not quite the way we think. Lots of reversals in this episode of 24.
No.
So Sherry is going to tell David that she's going away for a few days. She'll take the kids if you don't mind.
Oh, Sherry.
You're doing it again.
I'm going to stop.
And to see continuity, folks.
I know.
David is fine with her leaving. He needs a couple days alone.
But I should have been gone. Sorry.
Back at CTU, George Mason and Nina Myers are alone, and George is admonishing Nina, like, you were responsible for the tracker. How could they find it? And Nina's like, I don't know. I don't know how
so
that.
So now it makes sense.
I don't know how that was possible.
Wow.
I don't know how that was possible.
Sorry. Now the wand makes sense. They were like, we're looking for a tracker that Nina placed.
I don't know how
we
did
know
that.
To look for.
I don't know how that was done.
It's unbelievable.
How about that? I don't know, George. What did happen to that tracker, says Nina. You stupid wow. idiot, she says under her breath because she's the mole. Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
She wasn't wearing a Pirates of the Caribbean outfit.
So how are we supposed to know? So Jack calls. He calls. He's telling them what's going on. Tell Terry I'm free. Don't tell anyone we talked. I have to go to Palmer's. And so they both reason like, oh, well, if he's going to Palmer, we know that the Drazens want Palmer dead. So they read between the lines that Jack could be endangering David Palmer. Kim has been captured. She's hanging out in the warehouse when she's just chilling. Yeah. She's got the duct tape going, and Alexis Drazen is brought up, and he has like a final moment with Andre and Victor Drazen, and he just dies in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Andre is ready to kill Kim Bauer. And Victor Drazen is like the rare voice of reason in this moment. He says, no, we need her alive.
All I can
Come
think
on.
About is the chocolate little candies called the Raisins.
The Raisins?
Raisins.
Are you talking about like Raisinettes?
No. Have you ever had a Raisin?
No, I've never had a Raisin. Never had a Raisin. At 10:14, Patty is on her way to room 907 when Sherry intercepts. And Sherry is saying to Patty, like, hey, how you feeling? You're about to go and sleep with my husband. She's like, I'm feeling pretty uncomfortable
so
about
weird.
It, Sherry.
I hate this.
Sherry says, Patty, please don't patronize me. And to which I say, please do patronize post-show recaps.
This is the second time this
Patreon.com /post-show recaps. Make sure we're past the goal. I feel like we're probably past the goal. I feel like we're going to do season two. I think it's happening. But still sign up.
Listen,
support the podcast. You know, support art.
If the last
support
few
the
episodes-
art that matters. Matters to you.
If the last few episodes are any indication, then I'm psyched for season two.
Season two is going to be a great ride. We're not officially announcing anything yet. We're just counting our chickens before they hatch.
I love chickens.
So she says, you're not uncomfortable. You're just uncomfortable that I know about it. She's like, touche, says Patty. Emily does not love that the plan seems to be Patty is going to sleep with David and report back to Sherry about everything David's got going on.
The way that it was written as a script is weird, where she's like, you've lost confidence and you'd like me to gain it from him and then report back. And I was just like, no one says this. This is not a real way of like scripting conversation.
Well, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at CTU, Tony Almeida discovers something spooky. Tony Almeida has the blueprints for the holding facility where Victor Drazen was previously and has learned. You were making an Among Us joke.
The
schematics.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And,
this doesn't make any sense.
Nobody has caught Nina venting yet. Tony looks at the blueprints and shows them to Nina and says, what do you think's going on? They've been messed with. And Nina goes, do you think that this is the mole?
George is sus.
It looks like George is sus. The imposter is throwing some suspicion on George Mason here.
I mean, all sort of, I don't know. It's the kind of thing where you're like, yeah, at this point, I'm willing to believe what you guys are saying. Like,
yeah.
You know, all points sort of lead to him in a lot of ways, and where he's like doubted Jack. He got hit with the dart
early
on.
The tranquilizer dart, yep.
Everybody else is kind of like, oh, this guy again.
Yep.
Like, he's slowing us down.
Yes.
So, like, it kind of does make sense to point the finger at him and be like, this might be
the guy. He's a good red herring.
Yes.
They do a good job giving you the fake mole here.
Thank you. Red herring is what I was looking
for. So they think that George is the mole. And then George does show up and, like, comes to Nina. And is like, Nina, could you go talk to Terry? You're good with her. Could you calm her down? You call this a patriarchal nightmare. You also said, give Nina a break. She's had a very long day.
I I mean, I don't mean to be a Nina apologist, but before I knew, this made a lot of sense.
In fairness, regardless of her moral alignment, yeah. It's been a long day.
It's been a really long day.
Objectively, it doesn't matter where she's landing. Listen, the facts are facts.
She's starting to have a 5 o'clock shadow. I feel bad for her.
I will say that, like, when you know that Nina is the mole, this next scene is really funny in a certain dark comedic way as she goes to Terry, tells Terry, like, Jack is fine, but I do have to tell you something about Kim. And Terry's like, nope, no, 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 no. And even Nina's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, Kim's been taken again. And, like, Nina is, like, not even being, like, super sympathetic. Like, she's, like, the bags are under her eyes.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like she's being, like, terrible about it, but she's clearly, like, tired of dealing with Terry Bauer.
Everyone's tired of dealing with Terry.
Kim is in the Drazen's custody. She's looking at Alexis's body. So is Victor. He's drinking some bottled water. Emily did her best Victor Drazen accent and said, "My Aquafina," which I thought was funny. "Is my favorite brand of water."
Well, they just like,
sorry, water.
Yeah, it would definitely be PepsiCo. It would not be Coca-Cola.
I think that sounds right. Yeah. I think that does sound right to me. So he is going to tell Kim that the task that her father has is a simple one. She says, "If he does it, will you let me go?" And he says, "We will see." Doesn't sound good.
Legal see.
Doesn't
foods.
Sound good. No. We will see. Like, that doesn't sound like good prospects.
Doesn't that, look good.
Didn't look good. Remember didn't that? Look good. Emily, how long ago?
That woman from, like, Providence, Rhode Island slash, like, Fall River.
The New England bum from the early hours of the day.
Like, the
what do you think she's doing?
What was that? The second episode?
It was early. It was, like, within the first, like, 5 episodes.
There was a girl hit over here.
Yeah. Didn't look good.
Didn't look good.
Jack's on the phone with David Palmer. "I gotta see you." He's like, "Yeah, here's the thing. Your colleagues called me. Gotta tell you, they say you have your daughter. They have your daughter. That this sounds like you're coming to hurt me."
And he's like, "Also, like, I have a date with Patty. Yeah, I gotta go.
I'm trying to get my rocks off, Jack." And like finally agrees. Like, okay, come to the suite. We'll talk this through. We go to commercial. When we come back, Patty arrives in room 907, where David Palmer is waiting for her. And she says, "How much time do we have?" As she sits on the bed next to him, and David says, "Don't worry about that, Patty, because you're fired."
It's so good.
You're fired.
I mean, I feel bad that Patty is unemployed, but, like, David needed to do this.
"You're fired," he says. Don't call me for a reference. Future employers aren't going to like what I have to say.
And don't ask anyone else on the team either.
David was kind of a shithead with a lot of this. I have to say, you go back and you look at some of these scenes, even with David knowing what's going on, maybe even especially with David knowing what's going on, this is some entrapment stuff, no? This whole thing is not good. Like, nobody walks away from this one looking like a good person, I feel like.
I think that this shows that he is deeply flawed in his marriage with Sherry.
Yes.
I think that this shows that there's a lot of manipulation going on. There's a lot of power struggle. But, like, that is classic politics.
Yes.
And it sucks that Patty sort of, like, fell into it and got sucked in a way that, like, ended up being really, like, her downfall.
Yes.
Like, I think that I appreciate David knowing what's going on and, like, being able to call everybody out on it, and that feels good.
Yes.
But
the whole thing is dirty, though.
It's really dirty. It doesn't feel great. It's at the expense of somebody's job. Yes. It's at the expense of, like, a really sort of dysfunctional marriage. It makes you wonder about all the other things that have happened that they've lied about to each other.
It's very Shakespearean, Emily. There's, like, a little bit of, like, a Lady Macbeth thing going on with Sherry.
Sure.
You know, there's something sort of, like, mythical about the Palmers, and this has been, like, a big deal.
I'm gonna have "Oh Sherry," like, stuck in my head for the next, like,
I gotta tell
days.
You that normally this is, like, the hurry, hurry, hurry part, but, like, we're just gonna go off the clock for this one.
Really?
We don't have a choice. Like, what choice do we have? There's still too much to talk about. This is a very big episode of the show.
Okay.
Allowances can be made.
Is it because the timestamp is hard to track at this
point? The timestamp's a little hard to track at this point. No, we're getting really, really close to it. I don't think that we're going to be able to clear the episode. Well, so let's just relax a little bit. We're not going to go for an hour, but we'll go past 24 minutes. It's totally fine. David is... Oh, first, before that, Tony is filling out some paperwork. He's looking at this map, the
He's
schematic.
Always filling out paperwork. He's like filling out a census every time you look over at his computer.
This is right around the time that Tony and Nina decide that George is the mole at this point. So as soon as... I think Tony latches on to the idea...
Of course, maybe
Nina incepts him. Either way, Tony's not seeing what's right in front of him. Nina's very close to Tony. She's very close to Jack. She's very close to a lot. She's married to the guy who plays George Mason. She's right next to a lot of information, Emily.
Yeah.
Very dangerous person. David Palmer comes to Sherry and says, "Yeah, I was just with Patty. I know what you're doing." And they get into a big fight about this. Sherry says, "We chose a different life, David. We aren't going to PTA meetings, David. We're not going
to PTA.
We're
again?
Not living
PATA.
We're
meeting.
Not living at a. We're not living in a with a pack of Sandra, David.
Wow.
In the neighborhoods. We live in a dangerous world, David.
David, I thought we were gonna live in Chevy Chase, Maryland." But no, I had higher hopes for us,
This
David.
Is a different kind of world, David. Your heteronormative standards for marriage aren't going to fly in this high-powered world, David.
I picked Patty, your speechwriter, David. Ferragamo, David. Ferragamo,
yeah,
Ferragamo,
say the safe
Ferragamo.
Words. Say the safe word. David is really hating on all of this. You sent her to spy on me. This conversation is not done, but Jack Bauer is here. And so David does have to go and talk to Jack Bauer. So he goes in, it's room 1439. I love clocking the rooms. I don't know why.
I was just going to say,
it's just
really
a thing.
Like an interesting note that you took.
It's just like comes out,
right.
You know, like I type it from my brain to the fingertips. And sometimes the room numbers are the ones that come out.
Ew.
I don't know.
Get out of here.
I can't.
We're
I'm
back
podcasting.
On the clock. I've decided we're
no,
done.
No, we're definitely
in
not.
Minutes.
We're definitely not. It's way too late to undo this decision. So Jack is going to tell David, like, yeah, they want the money. They think you can, like, unfreeze the money.
And David's
like,
laughs
I can't do
him.
That.
Like, no.
What are you talking about,
yeah.
You idiot? Like, the Drazens know more about, you know, the government than you do, apparently.
He's like, that
guy.
Money's been gone. We spent it on military stuff.
We probably
obviously.
Spent it on, like 5 square inches of a nuclear warhead.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, we spent it on trash.
He was like,
It's gone.
Yeah.
And so Jack is like living with that for a little bit when the Drazens call, and David like agrees, okay, I'll answer the phone. So he picks up the phone.
And it's a cell phone that Jack brought.
Yes, it's
the
cell phone that Jack brought. He was armed with this. They call. It's Victor Drazen on the phone. He says, "Senator Palmer. It must be nice being reunited with your friend Jack Bauer."
Oh, my God.
And then Victor Drazen, like, hits a button. And the phone's about to explode, except Jack, very helpfully for the audience, says, "It's a bomb." And then he takes the phone and throws it out the window, and it blows up.
Well, it's a thick flip
phone. It's a thick with 2 C's phone. It is a thick phone. Kim Bauer is within earshot of the phone call. She thinks that her father has been exploded. And the Drazens do, too.
I mean, rightfully...
They're jubilant.
I mean, it makes sense. Everyone overheard it. It was sort of like the perfect moment that they were hoping to capitalize on after the failed attempt earlier in the day. So it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. Sherry comes running in looking for David.
Of course. It was a blast.
There was
it
a bomb.
Blew out the windows.
Keith and Nicole are safe. They're downstairs.
And not going to be on screen again.
Yeah.
Very clearly.
I'm pretty sure we don't see them again just to lightly spoil something. I don't
Even
feel too
Keith
bad about that.
Keith was like, this is how Dr. Ferragamo died.
Yeah. No, I think we're done. I think we're done there, thankfully.
Okay.
So Sherry Palmer meets Jack Bauer. Was this on your bingo card that these two people would cross paths?
I guess
here?
Not.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
David's like, "Sherry, this is Jack. This is the guy who saved me." She's like, "This is the guy who tried to kill you." It's a little tense. She maybe has a point. Like, maybe don't be so chummy with this guy who brought a cell phone bomb to our hotel.
Well, yeah, like the entire
at 10:37 p.m.
The entire process of Jack being on the phone with David earlier in the episode, where like he's like vetting him basically, where he's like, you know, I'm not supposed to do this. Like, you're not supposed to come in here. I don't know about this. And Jack's like, don't worry, trust me. Definitely trust me. Definitely trust me. Don't have anything like explicit on me.
Jack has a wild plan. The plan is let us let the world believe that the bomb was a success. Leak it to the news. Have somebody from your staff tell the people in the media today, after all of the things you've already been through, that they are confirming that you blew up in this hotel room so that the Drazens think you're dead and I can go and get my daughter back. And like, it's a wild plan. David's like, that's a pretty good plan. Like, David's in.
I don't think it's that bad of a plan.
Sherry Palmer says, like, we can't keep playing games with the public. Like, we can't tell them that you're dead and then, like, in, like, 7 hours tell them that you're not.
I don't think that that's that crazy. Is that wild of me? Have I been up for 24 hours
I think you've
almost?
Been up for a while. Ferragamo. I mean, like, I feel like... Like, the whole like part that, like, this is, like, being confirmed by the campaign rather than it being, like, a rumor.
But this is before the, like, TMZ pervasive kind of, like, news
is
outlets.
It? It's 2000.
It's before Twitter.
It's 2001.
It's
before
all
Twitter,
that
but
crap.
It's definitely not before, like, you know, tabloid junk.
Right, but I think, like... You know, having that come out on some sort of social media and everyone retweeting it is different than like the AP
Maybe.
Being like, it's confirmed, blah, blah, blah. But either way, is it that harmful if you save somebody's life in the process? You're able to capture somebody that was presumably dead, but ends up being still a huge threat to the world, especially when you're about to become a president, right?
The framing of, like, this is to get Victor Drazen, to get the Drazens off the board, that is where it's starting to work for me. But
right.
It's David is saying, like, this is the life of a single innocent girl.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
presidents have to make, like,
you gotta make
way,
the hard calls.
Way harder calls.
Listen, as the president of Post Show Recaps, I've had to make many similar calls along the way. And so, like,
people have died.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's like,
I hope not.
It's you know, it's a tough job. So I get it. But yeah, David tells Sherry, tell no one. Don't tell anybody about any of this. We're going to pretend like we're dead. We're going to play dead. And Jack,
I don't
is, like,
think it's that crazy in terms of capturing a terrorist.
It's a lot, I think, but
it's not like he's the acting president right now.
No, he's not.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's
I think
just
it would
after
be
like all of like, after Ferragamo Gate, Emily, like, it's just been a long day.
I mean, sure.
It's been very topsy turvy, like, with the press, and they scored a win there, and maybe that's it. Like, they're feeling themselves,
well,
right? They're like,
be,
oh, the public still loves us.
It could be something where it's like, we're still waiting to confirm, but it looks like he died.
Right.
You know, you leak that little bit out, and
yes.
That's it.
Yes.
And then everybody can spin the stories and, like, write whatever they want, but, like, it's unconfirmed, and it's going to be unconfirmed, but it's looking like he's dead, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
For a while.
For a while.
And that at least buys some extra time.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, fair enough. Ferragamo.
Come on.
Ferragamo. So George, not Ferragamo, George Mason... his network access isn't working. He yells at Tony about it. Get my network up and running, Tony! Now, like, you understand why George is upset. They, like, cut his access, but George didn't do anything. I mean, like, he's like a jerk, but he didn't do anything. and so Tony's wondering, should we call Division? Should we call Chappelle, not the podcaster? Nina says, nope, you just monitor all of this, Tony, and just send everything to me.
And now... I'm like, oh, no.
Send everything to me, Tony. I'll take it. I'll take
Wait,
it. Wait. Send me everything about the mole, Tony.
I'm thinking about, like, all the times, like, Nina talked to Jamie.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they know that one another? I mean, oh, wow. I'm going to have to really think hard
We
about
still have
this.
One more episode left, Fox.
Oh, are they going to do, like, a recap where they're like, Nina did this, 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 and this?
We still
this
have one more episode, Emily.
Strategic. This is, oh, wow. Unbelievable.
Still got one more episode, Fox.
Okay.
There's still one more.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Still one more episode of season one of 24. George is going to show everybody the news report that David Palmer has allegedly been killed in the explosion. And like Tony has this great reaction. He's like, no. His arms like go up over his head. He's like, shit. Damn. No, that's not good.
I feel like I could have done more.
We had one job. The Drazens aren't going to kill Kim until they're sure that Jack Bauer is dead.
Yeah.
Andre Drazen calls, somehow he calls Jack Bauer.
He calls the hotel room that exploded.
Hi, yes.
By the
is
way.
Jack Bauer around?
And the guy's like, no problem. Here he is.
Yeah.
That all blows my mind.
Yeah, that's great.
And I meant to say something to you about it while we were watching
it. It's really great.
Great. The fact that he's able to like locate Jack in, David Palmer's room that was supposedly just blown up minutes before.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Amazing. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Andre tells Jack, you're very lucky that you're alive. Jack is going to pitch this. Take me. I'll come in. You release Kim, you get me. And Andre's like, that's a fair deal. And Jack's like, I need assurances that you're not going to hurt my daughter. And he's like, I can't give you that, but we won't hurt her. We've decided the sins of the father do not need to be visited upon the yada, yada, yada. So that's what's going on here. And Andre says, if you call your colleagues, we'll know. So don't call anyone. Jack immediately calls Nina Myers.
This is so bad.
Jack immediately calls Nina.
Like, I mean, I know you swear, but I typically don't on this show. Shit.
Yeah.
Come on. It's happening a lot.
It's not great.
Oh, man, Nina's been roped into everything. Wow.
You track the whole day. Nina's hands are on everything.
Wow.
She's been involved. She's been around for everything.
Oh, man. Bad. This is so bad. Josh.
Emily.
I'm thinking really hard about this now.
Yeah, what else is going on? Dad? What else is going on?
Oh, man.
You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just keep thinking about all the times where he's like, okay, Nina, here's where I am. And she's like, Jack, I'm trying to help you out of there. It's so hard to find out.
It's so hard.
Like, why can't I figure this out? Oh,
sorry,
wow.
Jack, it's taking 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to take a really long time to do this. Your wife's fine. We like might have had like a tiny kerfuffle, but everything's fine. Kim's fine.
Kim's fine.
Wait, Kim got arrested. Kim's on her way. Is she? Ah!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's bad.
She didn't administer the pregnancy test for Terry, did she? Where she's like, you're pregnant.
No.
Terry's like, oh, great.
I don't think she had her fingers on that. I don't think that's a Nina Myers joint.
Or she's like, just kidding. By the way, we killed your daughter.
Yeah, Jack, I gave you great news that you're going to be a dad. But you know what? It was a joke.
We made it up.
Yeah. Not this time.
Not this time. Wow.
So Jack calls Nina. Don't let anyone else know. Nina goes, I won't. I definitely won't.
Fingers crossed.
It's so freeing that I don't have to hold this back
anymore. Wow. Did I do okay? I kind of feel like you've been lying to me, though.
Did I do okay not telling you about the Nina stuff?
You did a great job.
People should appreciate this, too. And I'm including you in people, Fox.
We did sort of try to point at me right now, but like you're also not facing me, so there's a thing.
We started worst day ever in May 2020.
Yeah,
right?
We recorded four
episodes, right, of the podcast and then took the year off and then came back to it. I didn't tell you a thing for a year and a half now.
What else have you been hiding?
It's a good question. So many pop culture secrets.
Guys.
So many pop culture secrets that I cannot wait to tell you about.
What do I
There's so many.
Do?
There's so many.
Well, I have to tell you again that, like, I'm really impressed by Tony Almeida.
I know.
I should have trusted you earlier.
Yeah. Tony's a good guy.
Tony's not.
Tony's a good guy. Nina's not. So Jack wants to talk to Terry. Nina puts Jack on the phone with Terry, and Terry's going to tell Jack, I'm pregnant. And it's a very sweet moment, this moment between Jack and Terry.
Honestly, I felt...
Jack is crying. She's crying.
I felt great in this moment. It felt like a movie. It felt less of like a TV drama that we've been like kind of getting through to various levels of like ridiculousness, it sort of felt very mature and great and like a very tender moment, if you will.
Yeah. This is the second chance, she says. This might be our second chance. He cries. He's very happy.
Especially if we lose the first chance.
Well, I thought that was, we made that joke of like, this is great news. We have another kid. I don't know that I'm going to be able to get Kim out of this one. So it's good that we've got a backup.
Yeah, not great, but.
Very good. So Jack is very happy about this, but he's going to spring into action. Back at the Drazen hideout, Andre Drazen's going to expo dump on Kim that the whole story of what Jack did to his family. And this is kind of a bomb to drop on Kim about what Jack really does for work. She doesn't know the full extent of it. So she's not loving hearing about all of this stuff. She says, my father's a good man. And Andre's like, he's not.
I mean, I think there is, you know, sort of like a very, I don't know how to call it, like maybe like a truthful moment here where there are a lot of moments when you learn about people who are in combat, when you learn about people who are involved in like very particular assignments, like obviously not to the level of CTU necessarily, but it's difficult. You see both sides of the story in this and like, you know, not to say that the Drazens are like great people by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, you kind of see both sides, and that is kind of a prevalent theme in a lot of stuff that, comes out in terms of, just violence generally. Yeah. So it's interesting.
They're trying to show us both sides. But I mean, watch Victor Drazen shoot the Pirates of the Caribbean person in the face.
Obviously, we are skewed to one side.
Yeah,
because
but Jack
I think
Bauer does some really shitty stuff too, you know?
Yeah.
He did like, he punched that one guy in the throat, Ted Koppel.
He kidnapped a waitress.
He punched that guy in the chest. He kidnapped the waitress.
Yeah. And like you're led to believe like, oh no, it's to like save his family. But on the flip side, that might have been what the Drazens were trying to do too.
None of this is good.
None of it's good.
All of it's dubious at best. Mm. Dangerous stuff we're dealing with.
Difficult. Complicated.
George calls Nina and Tony to the office. David Palmer's alive. Great news. Nina goes,
and I was like,
interesting.
No. Yeah. And like while we were watching it, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that like he's telling them this and like they need to shut him down. They need to take him.
Yeah.
And Josh was just like, yeah.
Yeah.
You like had a Tony Almeida answer where you're like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now I get why.
Yeah.
You were like, Emily, it's about to happen. Shut up.
I didn't say that. I was just like, kind of just like waiting.
Yeah.
My heart was racing.
Yeah.
I was like, it's happening pretty soon.
Yeah. I mean, you've lived your entire life not spoiling this.
Yeah.
So here we are.
If I get the opportunity to show you 24 for the first time and you get to encounter it without spoilers, I'm going to take that.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed.
I'm so happy that it worked.
Yeah.
Really happy that
it
worked.
I'm impressed by the show. I'm impressed by you.
Oh, my God. It's a great time we're having here, folks. At 10:54, I love you, Fox. At 10:54, at 10:54 in 28 seconds, Kim Bauer splashes a terrorist with a coffee pot. She makes her great escape from the Java room. She runs out. She flees into the night after this total doofus is like, she's like, it's pretty cold. Can I get some coffee? And he doesn't even say anything. This like this Germanic bad guy with like this like you know, central casting like bad guy face. He just like responds to her request for coffee with like, he just kind of like looks at her like, sure. And then she goes to the coffee pot and then he gets closer. And he's like, wait, should I have let her get coffee? And she splashes him
he
in the face with
it. He just
wanted
to see if she took one or two sugars.
Yeah, he was there to judge. So she runs away. She bails. She does a great job hiding. They've all got flashlights. They're shining them everywhere. Kim Bauer races across the dock as Andre Drazen is like, don't do it. You'll drown.
She learned this from Rick.
She goes, don't jump in. He goes, don't jump into the water, Kim. You'll drown. She jumps maybe 10 feet into the water.
No, it was like 8.
Maybe, like, that's why I say maybe 10 feet. She, like, cannonballs off the lifeguard dock, you know? into the water, and everyone's like, no, we lost her.
Well, no, her hands are tied. So, like, there is reason to believe that, like, she's probably not going to last too long because it's very hard to tread water if you don't have arms.
But she's right there. Literally anybody jump into the water and get her.
But
anyone.
Also, like, there's no utility to keeping her alive necessarily.
Not yet.
Now that they know that, like...
Not at the moment, there isn't.
Not at the moment.
But they lose her. She swims to safety, which is unbelievable.
Which is ridiculous because there's like 35 of them running around with flashlights.
Yes.
And she's like somehow able to get underwater, untie herself, and then like come back up and swim to safety and pull herself back up to another dock.
Yes.
It's not like this was a remote area. There's tons of people running around on docks, but sure.
Love a remote area on 24. So
it's like every area.
It's most areas.
Yeah.
It's most of the areas.
Los Angeles, so many remote areas.
Many remote areas. So Kim swims to safety, and Andre Drazen gets the phone call from a woman who identifies herself as Yelena. She says that David Palmer is not dead. Keep the girl alive for now. And he says, are you sure of this? And she says, yes, I'm sure. And then we... all but go into the vent and see the imposter. It is Nina Myers. She is on the phone. She walks out and goes and very casually rejoins Tony Almeida in the office. And we are done with the penultimate episode of 24, season one. Nina Myers is the mole.
Wow.
Mole Patrol. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. I recognized her voice though.
Yes. Well,
like, where I was like,
yeah, we heard.
Yeah.
Everybody heard.
It's
we
okay.
heard. We heard what she said.
No, I'm overwhelmed by the entire concept.
Yeah.
I have to think back a lot.
On a lot of things.
What if we did a rewatch of season one of 24 now? Before we watch episode 24.
I certainly would not stop you from doing that.
But
I mean, I've seen it like 20 times,
yeah.
You know, but
what about 24 times?
But there is a reason why people, you know, binge the show and like go back and rewatch it.
No,
like,
I get it.
There's a lot of like
sense.
Rewatchable elements. Doesn't hold up all the way.
No. I can see that.
Some of it like could be better, but a lot of it does add up. A lot of it does. You can see the tracks. There was
Phil
even
Carlo.
The whole episode. It was like episode 3 where Jack thought Nina was the mole.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I feel like every single thing that Jack sort of like tried to poke a hole in terms of theories, he ended up being right about.
Yeah.
Right? Or at least like heavily
he suspected
suspicious.
Her in like the third hour,
yeah.
And then she was absolved. Because they were away together on like that like retreat in Santa Barbara, so like the timing didn't work out because of their affair, and so like he like
but it's all an elaborate
he like scratched
ruse.
Her off
yeah.
the list at that point.
Yeah, but
we
yeah.
shouldn't have scratched her off the list.
Mm. No,
because she was the mole the whole
it's
time.
Crazy, and Terry's been so mean to her this entire time, and like rightfully so now. Where you're like, oh, okay, Terry, I get it.
Emily Fox, it is 11:53 p.m. as I say these words. In 7 minutes, it's midnight. 24 season one begins at midnight. Are we going to begin the 24 season one finale at midnight?
I don't think I can. I'm so tired. This was a lot. He's dying laughing because he was like, you're going to want to keep going. And I was like,
no,
okay.
When I was looking at the clock, I was like, it's pretty late.
Yeah,
it's pretty,
late.
Letter grade for this episode of 24.
An A.
Ooh, not an A+.
No. It might be because I'm tired and I already gave one A+ earlier, but
yeah.
I give it a solid A.
Yeah. All right. That's fine. Well, hey, here's the thing. We will for sure watch the 24 season finale in like the next day or so as
yeah.
of like this recording.
Definitely.
So by the time people are listening to this podcast, we've already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can at us if you want with only season one spoilers at Round Howard, at Emilet on the Twitter bots. Send in your feedback. We want to do an end of season feedback show
Please.
After our season finale
yes.
recap. We've got a couple things that we want to do before we... I'm still counting chickens before they hatch. We want to do a couple of things before we move on to season two, including catch our breath, probably. We'll like take a week off probably at some point.
Oh, maybe.
I think we'll take a week off. I think we've earned a week. But yeah, I mean, like, look, seems pretty likely that we're going to do season two. This is very exciting times here on the Worst Day Ever podcast. We're hyped. So yeah, if you like what we're doing, support what we're doing, patreon.com/postshowrecaps, whatever level you're comfortable. By the time you're listening to this, this one's coming out. It's the start of November. This is the perfect time to sign up because Patreon charges you at the as soon as you sign up. So you may as well sign up at the start of the month, get your month's worth. Come and join us at the Post Show Recaps Patron Discord.
Come join us.
At the $5 level, you can sign up. You can join the campus, the Post Show Recaps Patron Campus, where you can interact with all your fellow patrons on Discord. At that $10 level, you get the full Discord access. So you want to take advantage of that. Lots of really fun stuff happening on the PSR Patreon side of things. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Talk to Emily about all things Nina Myers. We want to know. We want to hear. Okay, Fox, we're going to call it there.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with another episode of Worst Day Ever. Until then, everybody, take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.